Louis had been called the King of France since he was five, but others ran the country in his name. On his 12th birthday, it was time for him to take his crown and his place on the world stage.
The coronation of Louis XV was a moment of great hope and expectation for the French people. They had had long years of war, and now the country was at peace, and it had a young king in whom it was possible to invest every conceivable hope. So they could project their ambitions and expectations for the new reign on this young, as yet untested king.
But there was a shadow over Louis's inheritance, cast not by an eclipse, but by a mountain of debt. Despite all his success in war and diplomacy, Louis XIV never managed to balance the books, or even pay for the building of his enormous palace.
On a craint pendant longtemps que la nuit qui nous entoure reste là à jamais, mais dans quelques deux minutes, sire, vous allez voir le soleil réapparaître. Et ce sera comme si rien ne s'était passé.
Louis XIV, when he died, left France in absolutely dire straits. After a long war, he of course left France something like 20 years' revenue in debt, 2 billion livres in debt at least, and this was going to be an absolutely massive problem.
2 billion livres, that's 160 billion pounds in today's money. But before he could start work on that problem, there was one other thing that demanded the new king's immediate attention: marriage.